slow this week. So we used to tell the tournament, can I get cooler? And it's in the corner, cold. So we see the use bar. It's also, it's the name, it's Adam Inch. It's Adam Inch. Most influential force shaping us is the Torah. They have a mitzvah's Talmud Torah, which is a mitzvah that we're Mekayim with the Moyach, the Seichel, the Das, with the Lev of the Mensch, which Be'etzim is the source of everything, all of our functions, all of our actions, all of our Hashavas, they come from the Seichel. So, in the Torah, which is so, it's Etzim Mitzvah Nizbar, when we infuse and we shape Aseichel, we use the word we program Aseichel, to be Teredic, to learn Teredic, to be the Chuvin Lurzani is Barach, that will be changing the person we live in. All other Nikudis is Boynes Beneflois Hashem, Boynes Amidas, even other mitzvahs, there will always be more external Beyachas to the Nikud of Teredic. As we saw, that's what Torah is. Meshivas Nofesh, it's Miris Einayim, it's Misan Chilev. It's Nichnas within the organs, from Mibifnim. Mibifnim, B'toich, doesn't come from the outside, it comes from the inside. B'toich, that's the Lev and the Seichel from the Mensch. At the end of last week, we saw, it seems to be that that's the Yisoid, that there's a Musid B'chal of a Talmud Chacham in Halacha has Chiyuvei Kikovid. You have to stand for a Talmud Chacham. We asked Dara, why isn't there someone who's called a Noit Aluluf? It's Rabbi Yochanan. He's a Noit Aluluf. He's a nice and stalker. He's a Mafish Chumas Amaisis. In Halacha, there's no such thing. There is no person who becomes Mugadur in a permanent Oifen, who changes his status. But Etzim, by any of the mitzvah except for mitzvah Talmud Torah. And that's the Nekuda, we must be on this Nekuda, that you want to change the essence Mibavim, Avada, mitzvah Samashpia, Avada. But to make it a permanent change, and who the mensch is, he's a person who him and his, and the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu are Chad, they are who he is, they shape who he is. That's only in mitzvah Talmud Torah, and that's what we saw. And say that the most transformative koyach in a mensch is Talmud Torah. It changes who he is bifnim. That's the connected kulam. It's a qualitative, like we started at the beginning of this man, it's a qualitative influence. It's not just more, it changes every mashu of who he is. Jimamshik. There's a famous lashon of the Rambam at the end of Shemitah Yevi Yevil. Rambam over there says, introduces that the Oil made it available for every person to be part of Shevet Levi. Anyone who decides to designate himself to be Kavei Atzmei B'Torah, to be Shevet Levi B'Vav, Kol Ish V'Yisrael. Kol Ba'Oil M'Shenod V'Ruchai Oysa V'Yivi Evevi Nadoi L'Vodol L'Amed L'Fnei Hashem V'Chulei V'Chulei Parag Nial Tzavori Yol Cheshbon Esarab M'Shabik Shnei Yodam Arayz M'Skad Ish Kodesh Kadosh V'Yashem Chalkan. So Rambam says a Shrach and Reisik Keter, Tamachachem, Reisik Keter, he becomes Kodesh Kadosh. We know every word in the Rambam is Meduyi. Contrast to us, and that's the first thing that comes to share. Our Rebbe is Kodesh Kadosh. We use the word Kodesh Kadosh maybe in a second. Yeah, I can't mention him here. So that guy is Kodesh Kadosh. What is Kodesh Kadosh? The Rambam, when he uses Kodesh Kadosh, it's Meduyi. Zokta involved in Alishur. Bukhar of the Rambam, so most of the festival goes to the Gemara, the Gemara of Sefer Yis. Mishnah, Sefer Yis says that the Loch in Hilchus Kovid is Tadatul Meh Hilchus Kovid. In Hilchus Kovid, Koin, rather than I mentioned before, Mitzvahs, and the Koin has Kedushas, so the Koin does have certain Hilchus Kovid. You have to stand up for a Koin, but you have to give him Risha. But state in the Gemara, state in Mishnah, that a Mamzer, Talmud Chocham, it's Koydim, the Koydim of Lamart. Zokti Marvinova. Why do we have such a halacha? Like the Gemara Pasuk states, Yikara Hini Pnimim. Yikara Hini Pnimim is going on the Torah. The safe of that Pasuk is Kol Chafetzecha Lo Yishkubam. It says two things about the Torah. Yikara Hini Pnimim is more valuable than Pnimim. Second of all, Kol Chafetzecha Lo Yishkubam. Zok the Gemara, Mikoin Godol Shemichnas Lefai Nufim. State that this Torah, and then this Pnimim. Torah is more Yokar, more valuable than Pnimim. What's Pnimim? Pnimim is Koin Godol and Nichnas Lefai Nufim. You do it. The most kedusha person can get an avoda. That's Gadol. In the Mokum Kodesh Kadoshim, on the Yom HaKodesh, the Talmud Chacham is Yikarahi Mipninim. Yikarahi Mipninim. Zokar Volga. What does it mean Yikarahi Mipninim? What's the taish? Why is it Yikarahi Mipninim? What does it mean? What could be more than Kodesh Kadoshim? What could be more than Kodesh Kadosh? The role of the Taicha is Kohen Gadol is Kodesh Kadosh as much as he is in the Kodesh Kadosh. That's a temporary thing. It's a temporary thing. It's a momentary thing. Zok the Rambam, the Talmud Chacham, the Sheva Levi is in Skadesh Ba'atzmusoi Kodesh Kadosh wherever he goes. He goes to the Beis HaKisei. He goes on vacation also, wherever you see him. You can see him in Kodesh. On the beach, he's Kodesh Kadosh. What makes him Kodesh Kadosh? That's Musa. What makes him Kodesh Kadosh? The Torah says, the Pasuk, Karim Pnimim. The end of the Pasuk says, Kol Chafetzecha Lo Yishkubam. That's the same Pasuk that the Rishami Darshans. That the Torah, Talmud Torah, Keneged Kumo. The Talmud Torah, Bitzat Atzma, is Keneged Kumo. And then the Rish, the Pasuk, is talking about the Talmud Chach, Talmud Torah, when it's Chal, when it's Nichnas, and it registers in unity. Talmud Torah can get kum, like explained, it's the Kor HaKol, it reaches the essence. And when it's Chal, in the person changes. He changes. The Kohen Gadol, he's doing avoid. And again, the Kedusha is not Shaykh, the Rav is Mashpia, and it's Mashpia Yibachutz. And it probably enters the Pnim, but it's all from the outside, it doesn't permanently change dimension. The only thing that's permanent, Talmud Torah, Afilu Beidin Deloy Osigbo, the only thing that changes around the Etzem program, the Etzem Tzuras HaMachshova, the Etzem Makar, Makar of all of your actions, is Talmud Torah. So he's in the Skadish, Kodesh Kadoshim, he's Yikarahi Mipnim, wherever he goes, or who a state, he is Adam, the Mechuvin Ritzoyni Yisborach, he's Mechuvin Ritzoyni Yisborach. This is the Taich, a famous member of the Belt says, over to do it. Rashi Yochav Shalemich used to say, not clear exactly when he said it, where he said it, what he said it, but he had to do with Bochum, who told him about going to the Kaisel, the Chayim Shalemich used to say that the Shtender, Kaisel is Kaidish, and the Shtender is Kaidish, and the Shtender is Kaidish, and the also, different Tam Chachim speak in Limut, a few of the Chachim Shalemich, the Chachim Shalemich, the Chachim He also did was a sharp zog, the kaisel's kaidish and the shtender's kaidish galoshim. It's like Ruach HaGolemet with Muhammad in this idea. That's what he's trying to say. He's saying, Kedusha Samokon, you'll get a certain Kedusha there. You'll get a Kedusha, but the Kedusha is a limited Kedusha. It's a limited Kedusha. At the shtender, the Hainu, the place where you're growing in Torah. The place where you're calling Torah, it could be he was talking about even tefillah as a hemshich to Torah. But the Nakuda is, the Torah, the Rambam, it's in the Skadish Kodesh Kadoshim. It's an essential change that's happening, a permanent change that's happening in the Magic. This Nakuda, now I want to go a step further. It's the Nakuda that we started last week, we continue tonight. That we see Daniel, the Talmud Torah is going to go to our roots, the Talmud Torah is going to change and make an essential, permanent change in who we are. Perhaps, this is the Taich. In one of the Shinuim between Mitzvahs Talmud Torah, and other Mitzvahs we mentioned in the first Zman, we mentioned the Kamu Shinuim, one of them is that all Mitzvahs are Lav and Hedus and Minu, and the Torah is Lahanus Minu. Let's quote Makardor, and we just quoted it, let's quote Mila Trim. Makardor and Yushayim, Zabayim of Nahar, so Taz, the Lavochot. One of them in Aharon, in the dorm, at Memches, he's calling him a sugya. You can see this in the sugya over there, that a sefer Torah that was asked by two people,
You can't use it. The question is, using the Sefer Torah for mitzvahs, should be mitzvahs on Hanukkah's name?
Zogt ben am war be soy. Der mitzvah stam der the ikker mitzvah is that you should understand the avon of Torah, and part and parcel of understanding the avon of Torah is b'nene, b'nis anim b'nene. It's inseparable, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and Hanor. Mi'atzmusa shal mitzvah is the Yishnah Hanor. So, over there, mitzvah Talmud Torah is honest. Mitzvah's Talmud Torah is Lihonis Nin, it has to be Lihonis Nin. We could imagine more what he's saying, but that's what he's saying. He's saying that you're not supposed to say, I'm not supposed to see something like Vital. You're not supposed to say, I'm not having a Noah. The Chifts of the Mitzvah is Lihonis Nin, Lihonis Nin. In the Sivis calls the stars, that's Lusif, and the Sivis bring the stars. Mitzvah's Talmud Torah, Lihonis Nin. It's like Lihonis Nin. That's it. Over here, let's open up the Sukkah. Here's it, open up. Let's open up your eyes. The Shaila is beautiful. I understand. Understand that it has to be the honest name. The question is, how did it stem with the Gevurah Mitzvahs? Anyone who was here last month, you want to hear last month. We were Marich Moed, Rashi, that the excellent idea of Mitzvahs, Mechayda, is Lav Honest Name. Alright? A Shofar and a Suk Stoka also, L'chara, I have an Ofram. L'chara, I have an Ofram. You don't have an Ofram to do Mitzvahs Hashem. The Teretz is, Zok Rashi, that the whole concept of a mitzvah is all about doing Ritzoyin Yisbarach. The whole concept, the essential idea of a mitzvah is, and it's not about what you're taking out, why you're doing it. It's about the Borei Olam. The Borei Olam wants you to put on tefillin. The Borei Olam wants you to give tzedakah. The Borei Olam says you must blow shofar, whether you like it or not. Therefore, it's removed from what you're taking out of the mitzvah. We'll say it again, the Hemshik on the other, the way Rav Shimon is Magadir. The Gedder of Yisrael Noah is being Meshamish in something. It's the Gedder, the Torah said you can't take a Shimosh. The Yisrael of a Mitzvah is not your Shimosh. You're not doing a Mitzvah because you have a usage here. It's the Borei Olam Srochem here you're doing. You're doing the Borei Olam Srochem. It's not your Srochem. Gondol HaMitzvah V'Oisim Yishen HaMitzvah V'Oisim. We were married, that is the whole Yisrael. So Frag HaShailah. Talmud Torah is also a mitzvah. Avad, it's a mitzvah. I understand. How does it stem with the musig of? How does it stem with the idea of mitzvah? So it must be. We started, we meant this when we first vowed, that the answer is that Talmud Torah is a different type of mitzvah. So we keep on trying to show. It's a different type of a mitzvah. And the mitzvah's Talmud Torah is mechayiv that has to be done this way. Perhaps a little bit. Meyashim ksas. Navona is based on what we built now. Very much, this is a Dovish and Hashem Atuya by Tarti Mashma. If we understand that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, mitzvah, then it's a mitzvah, the Nekuda is there has to be something that enters your way of thinking. Your heart, it enters, like we still have it before, not from the outside, from the inside. It must be that it has to be your usage. It has to be your usage. It cannot be not your usage. If you want to say, mitzvah Talmud Torah is lav lahonis ninu, it will never, ever be able to become the heart of who you are. The heart of who you are is where your rotzon is.
the heart of where a person is, the way he thinks, nachmo. I'm not Iber Zoyim, the whole word we're trying to say is, a person's learning Torah, Ezoknish Iber, he's not just hearing something from the outside, he's programming in his brain how to think. He eventually is honing himself that he himself is going to start to think like the Bari Yisbara. Eventually, Moshe Feinstein is going to be able to pass him which insurance policy you're going to buy. How does he do that? How did he come up? Terence is, we swallow color Torah Kulot. If we swallow color Torah, indigest color Torah, you start thinking. Similar to Ravina, Ravashi, and Rav Yeager and the Goyim. You also become Ibis Moshe. Ibis Moshe is also on the shelf. We can tell you how to do other things. Why? It's only possible. It's only possible. It becomes your thing. I'll say one meiser. There's a lot of things we could talk about, but one meiser that little rings out the nekuda. They say, "Oh, I'm not going to get to the problem of the meiser because I also don't know the meiser mamish the meduyik if I hear the meiser exactly." But the chur, the etzim, that is. There was once a b'fi bochim in yeshiva, and much of the yeshiva of Nochem Kinnear, when he at least most of his life, when he learned in the Beis Medrash in the Meir, he took off his frach. He didn't wear his frach in the Beis Medrash. And there was some bacher, and it bothered him. This episode, take me to drive. This episode, we're going to take me to drive. So he said, my frack I wear when it's tefillah. Tefillah is my life. He said, Torah is my life. Torah is my life. I don't live with a frack. I don't live with a frack. Here on the table, we're doing my name, and I don't live with a frack. What was he saying? He said, I'm very deep thing. This is the Likuda. There's a certain richuk that be'etzim comes with every mitzvah, yeah. The Baruch Hu said in every single mitzvah, there's a certain nekuda that you're doing it kashetziva yizbarach. It will never be totally because that you want to do it. And it can't be, that's what Rashi says, lava mitzvah, aliyah, oil. A certain part of the tzura of ikra mitzvahs is that. But shani Talmud Torah, the Talmud Torah can get cool on Talmud Torah. And the Torah has to go into the moyach of the leiv of the person. It has to be the heart of the person. If it doesn't become lehanos nitnu, it doesn't become lehanos nitnu, you can never really be at the core of your existence. You'll never ever define who you are. There's a lot of applications. This is a little bit of the Kuda, I'm going out one line for a second, to do it, Shalom Shadron was once in America, and he said his curse is that the Americans learn with too much manners. They learn with too much manners. Those are curse. It's too much manners. They look at his management. It's too much manners. This was his kind of. His kind of was he felt that it wasn't when they scream at somebody, when they really hung on Schnitzel Day, they don't come with such manners sometimes. Yeah, a little bit more than Israelis, maybe. But Levaisa, it's not the same manners. When it's you, don't run with a frog. Don't run with a frog. This perhaps is the idea, the limit of the form of one mitzvah, don't run with one mitzvah. It has to be lochem. It has to be mamish, your zach. It has to be in your rotzim, in your etzim, talich machshava. Oh, let's go a step further. This, you can understand, another shinui of the many big list, another shinui of the Hilchos Kabbalat Torah. And this is going to come in Yisoyed, which is very often talked about in many places you see. Mention is Dira Din, you know one of the Kolam HaMitzvahs is? The Mitzvahs, all you have to say is Yisim Chagmish, the cap for sure. It's an Eden, is it an Isser or not, but it's a short cap. A meditation, not included to spend on a Mitzvahs essay more than a Chagmish. Zok to Chavetz Chaim, and this is Talmud Torah is different. Makar, it's Gemara Numa, famous Gemara Numa, on the name of days. And Numa tells the Maisa, Hill is Machai, as Anir. But at the beginning of the Maisa, what's the Maisa? The Maisa states as well, Hill, Hoyoisa Mishtaker, Betarpik, is a coin, $1, 10 shekel, I don't know what it was worth, but it's 10 shekel. He used to get a tarpik, chetzav v'yonayis in the shemir beis ha-medjur, chetzav l'parnas osir. He used to charge to get the beis ha-medjur there. And every day he would give half to the shemir beis ha-medjur. The chetz we bring back to is parnasa. The hemshech lemaisa, when was the hemshech lemaisa? The hemshech lemaisa is there was a certain day that he didn't even have that. And most of the shtak, but lemicha mele didn't even have that. That's when he went to the sky roof, and that's when he got stuck. Or the chavetz chaim shtos in the beginning of the lemaisa. Understand what was in hug every day? He gave half of his savings, half of his earnings, half is more than a fifth, more than a fifth, half is more than a fifth. Half is more than a fifth. Half. Why did he give half? So the chavetz chaim is a safer. Tzayim has a sefer on Kachim Dikim Masech, it's called Zelech Toiva. Tzayim over there on Yuma Lamedeh Amid Beis. Tzayim, the Aloch, it's Zelech Toiva, in the Chilik, in the middle, it's Tzayim says, you don't say in Talmud Torah, I'm a Vazim Zad Vez, I'm a Ramesh. Lashon Lech Tzayim. Al Inyin Torah, Shum Chuyiv Leid Eso, Vehi Chayov Lo Netzach. There's no din. A mitzvah. There's a cap, there's a limitation for your life. Person, call a share. All right, a bus, call a share. Yeshil Adam, Yitin Bad Nafsha. Yitin Bad Nafsha, a person to save himself. There's no limitation for a person to save himself. You want to know? You want to live? It's Chaim is saying that halacha, again, it's not just the Musa Sefer, it's a halacha. Talmud Torah is nifchan as chayev shalom. There's no mitzvah that's called etzim chayev shalom. Malacha. And the chayev of Talmud Torah is called chayev shalom. What does it mean chayev shalom? We find this musik many times. We find this musik when we talk. It's called, that's what we say it every day. Kehein chayein, what does this mean? What does it mean that's etzim chayev? So let's understand it a little better. One of the places we see it, and here's a big chiddush, the Rambam, the famous Rambam, the Rambam Hilchos Yetzeach, the Rambam Hilchos Ir Mikla, and Yidu kills B'shoi Yichas V'shom, he has to go to the Ir Mikla, the Rambam says, and Perk Zayin, it's Yetzeach, Shmir Zanefesh, the Rambam, the famous Halacha, Zayin, Halacha, Aleph, Talmud Shagol Alaori Miklat Megalin Rabbi Imoy. One bocher in the yeshiva that's Golden Rebbe, Megalin Rabbi Imoy. One bocher, it sounds like one bocher of Rosh Hashir. Let's go to our Miklat. I should have to go to our Miklat. Shenema. V'chai is a special thing that your Miklat, you have to give him chiyas. Asei loy kidei sheyichi. So what? What does it have to do with Talmud Torah? It doesn't say. That there's mitzvahs and he needs mitzvahs to do it. It doesn't say anywhere. It could be he does have a minion. It doesn't say he has to bring a minion if he's not a minion. It says, Sof the Rambam, B'chayei, famous Rambam, B'chayei ba'al lechoch mum ba'akshel, B'loi Talmud, without the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, K'misa chashuv. K'misa chashuv. He said he's missing part of his life. So you have to bring his life. Here's the Rambam, B'chayei rav, shagol magal in yeshiva zihim. Rav, the Rebbe would go, the whole yeshiva has to go. He always told me not to go through there. But it goes right there, right there. Rambam Shteyd, Macham Allah, Lohza, the Talmud Torah is Chayim. The Buddha has a more ridiculous effect that's all time. The Buddha and Pachit Yitzchak is like, okay, I can hear if somebody can't learn, let's say, what if any sworn or chayis, he's never going to be there. I can hear Rebbe, what are we talking about here? We're talking about the Talmud. It doesn't say he doesn't have a Rebbe, he doesn't have his Rebbe. Okay, you can say, you don't have your Rebbe, you don't have Basher, you don't have, okay, maybe after you should say, but the second part of the Rambam, the Rebbe needs his Talmud, the Rebbe can learn. Told one other person, learn with Rebbe, so what's that? What is that? The Torah says, Shteta Yushchid, that which Talmud Torah is considered Yuchayim is not only in the basic level of learning, it's on your level of learning. If you could learn in a high level of a hoisiv lekach pivul, and you decrease something from that level of learning, that's also kamisa chashuva. And a Rebbe, we know, it says, mitamidei yoisi mikula. A Rebbe, when he learns with Talmidim, the Ma'orer, it's a different type of a learning. And the Rebbe would be missing from that level of learning, and afal zeh, the Rebbe says, because the Rambam says, kamisa chashuva, what's attached? It's a very deep, So, if you look around in life, You can be magid, they're all assets that a person has. That's a necessities and luxuries. And there's a lot of levels of necessities and luxuries. How much of a necessity is something? A house is a certain necessity, but it's not as much of a necessity as eating and drinking and sleeping. A person could live without a house. The homeless people live without a house. It's obsessive, it's not as much. Eating and drinking, you can't live. After 7 days without eating and drinking, sleeping, can't live. 3 days without sleeping, these things even more. Breathing is obviously a bigger necessity. There's levels of necessity. And there's luxuries. You need to eat, but to say what you eat. You need to eat steak. Steak's a luxury. Ice cream is maybe a bigger luxury. You can have bigger luxuries. A person can go on a trip. That's a bigger luxury. A person can get up a fancy car, a yacht, a huge boat. All these things are luxuries upon luxuries and luxuries. What? It says, if it was bullying, it could have a person that has anything. We know that very often we have, when we get to have a person receive something that they want, they get something. They enjoy it. It creates simcha to a person. It's a shame when you don't have something. You're a bitzar. This says if you think about it. The breakup is like this. When you receive a necessity, you don't really get to so much simcha. Necessity, basic necessity. A person gets basic bread, water. He's not so happy. He gets it. When he's missing, he doesn't even have bread and water. It's a very big time. The opposite is by luxuries. Luxuries is put to care. If you don't have that, usually a normal person. That's really spoiled, a normal person. He's not the tzagol. If you don't have ice cream, you don't have. Maybe you get it. And when you get there, it causes you tremendous amount of joy. That's the kalal. Big tishkat, you'll find. The bigger the luxury it is, the bigger simcha you have when you get it. Mitzacheni, the less concern you have in its absence, the less tired. And the opposite, the more of something is a necessity, the less geschmack you feel when you receive it. But when you're missing it, it's sarosho. So there are two exceptions to this rule. One is life itself. Life itself, enter, wait a second. First we go to life itself, Zotabunna. Very few times do we ever appreciate the gift of life because we don't realize that we receive life in the garden every time we get up in the morning. Zotabunna Moshal, Chas V'Shalom, we shouldn't be in such a situation. Anyone was ever in a sakon of Chas V'Shalom drowning. A person was pulled by a current in the sea or something like that. And Pashat, he was on it for a few seconds, he was under and Pashat, he fell off his book. He was losing it. The Pasha was covered to losing his life. When he comes up, when he gets a breath of air, the exhilaration and the simcha of receiving life, he felt Pasha that his life was made. You can't be Madame Al-Oilam, the simcha of the person that's made. You can't be Madame Al-Oilam. The simcha of Atzuma. The simcha Atzuma of receiving life, when you receive that in life, obviously the tsar otsum, when a person's life is in danger, it's the hardest thing for a person's fathoming losing his life. Why? Because Zohar Kabbalah, this breakup of luxuries and necessities after the person's living, and he's receiving something, so then there's Shiloh, a breakup of necessity, the etzem life. Look there. This is what the Rambam needs. The Torah is the etzem life. It says like this. The marshal itself is not even, it's a marshal also, it's not a karma. He says, you think the difference of a person who's learning, Belondos, he's learning in yeshiva over here, and let's say he has to go for a wedding in the middle of his mind, he has to learn someplace in a shul somewhere in Flatbush because he doesn't have a kid, learns, he can't learn. You know, kid the boy, but he has to learn Nebuch by himself, what can he do? Okay. So, such a guy. One says, the way we look at it is like, it's a difference between an usher and an ani before you had a lot of money. And now he doesn't have so much money. Now he doesn't have such money, you know. Before he had a lot of svaras, a lot of high level of learning. Now he's learning a little more pashut. If that would be true, you're right, then we wouldn't say, chai ba'alat amis for sure. He said, ma davar demin. And I'm telling you, the marshal's not even good enough. Just give the closest marshal. Because the marshal is between the food intake of a 2-year-old. 3-year-old and the food intake of a 30-year-old, 20-year-old. How much does a 3-year-old live? Half a slice of bread a day. Crazy. Half a slice of bread a day. Okay. take a 30 roll and say, okay, now we need a half a slice of bread. We'll give you 10 days, half a slice. We need the same amount as a 2-year-old. So we tell him, oh, it's like an ocean. Oh, no. He eventually, again, I don't know, he might be able to survive, but he's eventually going to start falling apart. He's eventually going to get sick. Eventually, his whole system is going to, because a 20-year-old, his body needs to live. It's not only a body needs to live. It's not an extra thing like money. Money is an extra thing. It's a thing that everyone needs. An usher needs something external. But the food intake, a bigger person is bigger. He's bigger. A 20-year-old is a bigger person. He needs more food intake. When you higher your level of Torah, so your life is pumping from a certain level of Torah, a certain amount of Torah. This is the Kuda. Because we're trying to get into the Bahamut now. This is why I'm supposed to help this. The Torah is changing your core being. It's changing your core being like food intake. And when you have a different level of Torah, you're running on a different level of Torah. If you don't have that level of Torah, it's sakon esmodus. You're gonna cease to be. You're gonna cease to continue to exist. Your opponent is gonna deteriorate tremendously. Your action functioning. This is gonna kuda. The Machachim becomes a different person. It's Mashiach Smotrich. We saw it today. That's going to be Talmud. We'll have this later. I'm going to end off with this last thing. It's a double God of Almighty. This is perhaps the reason. That's perhaps. It's hard. A lot of times I say this. I don't know which is the most often question I ask, or the issue that I've dealt with in Bahra. Is that when we don't feel we change from mitzvahs to Amitara. Now, people don't feel they change and they feel they're growing. Is again one of the biggest questions I get. Oh, everything in tefillah, in working Yishmir, you're saying nah, in Musar, I'm not changing, I'm Rebbe, I'm doing this, and nothing's going, nothing's moving. But ain't I doyme, the thing that's in a class b'fnei atzmai, and the most frustration in the tzibur is a person seeing, how am I changing and learning? Am I changing from my learning? Here we're getting to the kuda ikus, this is such a deep point and such a genesis point. When you grow, when you grow, when you yourself grow, you see yourself grow. Do you see yourself grow? As the 20-year-old started getting, he grew 10 pounds, he grew 2 inches. His body started getting bigger. Did he see himself grow? If there's a spot on the wall, I'll notice it right away. If there's a spot on my glasses, it will take me time. One second. I'm not seeing the wall so dirty because of the spot on my glasses. Why? Because it's closer to my eye. It's closer to my eye. The closer you cut to the source. You're not mafkir. You're not the sources. And what if in my eye lens, Mamish Mariel eye lens, something happened, a cataract? I'll be blurry, but I don't chop. Why? I won't see that there's something blocking because it's in my eye. I won't be able to chop. There's something blocking. The Kalam HaGadol is, Kol's mind, you get closer to the core, to internally, it's impossible to distinguish. You don't see yourself. But Talmud Torah, a person, as he is changing around. The greatest, we're sticking with what we said last time, the most transformative thing, you go to the bank with this, I live my life on this. The most transformative thing that a person can do is to digest Torah and more Torah, and another Tosfos, and another line in Mishnah Berurah, and another line in Mishnah Yerushalmi, and another Rashi in Neguyim, and another Shach. Every single line of Torah is changing around the person in the core. But it's the thing that it's impossible to decipher because you just change the Mechap, they could change it. Like a witness marshal. The difference between a 20-year-old and a 2-year-old. He says, it's not even like money that you can see outside of you, kid. You are becoming a different person. This is today. Seeing Tom Turkey, this is you. This is what it means. Chayenu. This is what it means. Chayen Chayenu. That's what we say. Chayen Chayenu, Bar Chayenu, Bar Negayenu, Bar Chayenu. Say, Nismach, B'divri Sarasef. Nismach, L'Kayen Chayenu. Simcha is when it's Kishim Chayenu, you're happy, you're changing your etzem being.
This is the Talmud Torah, Kenegad Kulam, the Torah mentions so on.